Researchers in San Antonio have made a breakthrough in autism research. TPR Bioscience and Medicine reporter Bonnie Petrie tells us it's all in the editing. Of your genes, that is.
These mice have been engaging in repetitive behavior. They dig a lot, and they bury marbles in their bedding like crazy, much more than typical mice. They also jump much more than typical mice. This type of excessive repetitive behavior is a hallmark symptom of autism, and that includes those whose autism is related to a genetic disorder called Fragile X syndrome. Common repetitive behaviors include hand and arm flapping, spinning, jumping, shredding things, and self-injurious repetitive behaviors like hair pulling and picking at their own skin. Hei-Young Lee is an assistant professor in physiology at UT Health in San Antonio, and she says if you can pinpoint the genetic cause of a disorder or even just a symptom, there may be hope for relief in a relatively new approach called gene editing. Lee says you can take an enzyme and inject it into the brain using targeted nanoparticle carriers, and it acts like a pair of scissors, cutting the misfiring connection.
In case of many genetic disorders, they do have a very specific gene we can target. So in this case, we use the gene editing scissors to cut the specific gene called mGlur5. And then because we know that this mGlur5 gene and the signaling was very overly activated, so the idea was, okay, let's cut this down.
Lee says that's what she and her team at UT Health did to the digging, jumping mice in a groundbreaking study published this month in the journal Nature Biomedical Engineering.
And when we gene edited mGlur5 and reduced their activity, we found that those mice are behaving very like the normal mice.
The rodents' digging behavior was reduced by 30%. The jumping was reduced by 70%.
This is a breakthrough. This is actually the first time in the world that we were able to see that gene editing can actually reduce the symptoms of autism.
Now, this research is just on mice, of course, and it will be a long time before this kind of therapy, if it lives up to its early promise, will be available to humans. But the excitement about this gene editing study goes beyond the autism community. It offers hope to those suffering from many conditions, from epilepsy to glioblastoma, an aggressive and deadly form of brain cancer. Bonnie Petrie, Texas Public Radio News.